Overwhelmingly, this is middle Australia who invest in one property or perhaps two properties to try and get ahead. And our concern is if negative gearing was taken away, then there'd be a lot less people investing in property.
The boos at half-time, well, I think it's a bit unfair to be booing the players, their performance.
I mean, they've been through a lot, as we said, but you guys have had a fair bit to do in local football. When morale is so low that these supporters are booing their own side, how do you come back from that?
As you said, good sportsmanship is really the issue, and I mean, that starts with our leadership, and I think hitting people when they're down and sledging and heckling leaders till they crack sort of become a bit of a bad habit.
Probably one reason it's so dangerous is people get washed in, so you're standing right on the edge of the cliff or right on the edge of the rock ledge and they'll either slip in or the waves come up and wash over it. But the main thing is, because you're right on the edge of the rocks, it's often deep water offshore and all the waves can just come straight into the coast.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.